Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the latest edition of the Broad Street Line here on Blog Talk Radio, a very special edition of the show because we are going to preview Super Bowl 50. Half a century of Super Bowls, Chris. It's an amazing, amazing number.
Yeah, and it just never seems to get any bigger. And, like, I mean, even Super Bowl week now is just getting, like, I've never heard of Super Bowl night or like,
yeah, the opening night, which they've moved Media Day, which used to be Tuesday, to Monday.
That was Media Day. Really?
Yes. That was Media Day.
All right, this is getting a little out of... I mean, they're making this like an event now.
Oh, it's a bigger event. Like, it's Super Bowl, literally Super Bowl week now.
Now, like, do they have that Brazilian woman asking questions?
They had Miss Universe there. They had... A movie star that I am not familiar with named Lisa Ann. Never heard of her. She was there.
Oh, no. That means anyone can get a press credential.
Yeah, I've never heard of her, but she was there. And then plenty of other people. I forget, like, I saw the list of people. And I'm sure, like, downtown Julie Brown was there or whatever, asking people if they were a tree, what would they be. But, you know, this is an event, and it's an even bigger event. And if you wanted to be, you could have been there as well. $27.50 would have got you in the building.
Really?
You could have been at media. You can't ask questions, but you can hang out in the stands, and they give you a little radio, and you can listen to the different interviews on your radio.
But you can't be on the field.
Can't be on the field. This is how big this thing has gotten, man.
You know what? Shout out or a non-shout out to all the suckers that paid $27.50, because that's a waste of $27.
If you gave me a limited edition Super Bowl 50 radio, I might pay the $27.50. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a very limited edition kind of trinket.
You can't find something to do better in San Francisco that night.
Oh, I mean, so yeah, like, you aren't gonna really do anything other than listen to, I don't know, Josh Norman, like, tell you the same things he told you for the last 18 weeks.
No, but this shows you how absurdly, ridiculously, like, big the NFL is, because in no other sport is this even a thing.
No, you can't.
Is there a media day before the World Series?
Like, there is, but I don't really care. And this goes back to your tried and true. I don't even know theory. This is the thing you believe, your platitude about the NFL. It don't matter what the hell happens. Will Smith can make 58 movies, and it don't matter.
He can star as an African, a Polynesian. It doesn't matter. They're going to be concussion too.
And it doesn't matter.
No, because remember, oh, man. I just remember all the articles were here. Oh, man, the NFL should be worried about the concussion movie. You think Roger Goodell has thought – he's probably thought about it for maybe a minute.
Yeah.
And then he just saw, like, I don't know, the 62 million people that watch Pats Broncos. It's like, yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah, so we're going to talk a lot of Super Bowl 50 because, again, this machine goes and it doesn't stop from moving.
It's going to be sad, man, because this is like the WrestleMania. This is the end of the cycle.
This is it. This is it.
The road to the Super Bowl is here.
Yes, we've been pointing to this sign for 19 weeks now, and here we are.
Well, the Eagles fans never have.
Oh, no, not really. Yeah, we never really did point. Well, at the beginning of the year. After that preseason game.
After the Green Bay game.
Yeah, we're pointing to the sign. But, no, plenty of stuff to talk about.
And, of course, we will discuss why it is okay to not be a fan of Cam Newton and not be like a neo-Nazi.
Yes, we two men of color are going to come on this program later and tell you why that if you don't like Cam Newton, it doesn't make you a racist. If you're white, and if you're a man of color, you cannot like him and not be a sellout.
Yeah. Oh no. That's the thing. It's like there are these things that, like, they're just these knee-jerk things. If you're black, you don't like Cam Newton, you're a cornball.
Yeah.
If you don't like Cam Newton, regardless of what color you are, you're a racist.
Yes.
That's
not true.
Because these are the same people that love Russell Wilson.
Yes. But it's a little bit different than that. But we'll explain.
Yeah.
We'll explain, because
I know Ryan Clark went into in-depth 7-minute diatribe on, of course, the C word came up, the favorite C word of Chip Kelly and of Brandon Boykin, saying he doesn't like men of RC.
Yes, culture, which I think is the biggest thing with Cam. But we'll discuss that, because there's a lot going on with that. Of course, plenty of other stuff going on as well besides the Super Bowl and besides politics, if you will. Other NFL news, Johnny Manziel, the end of the Johnny Manziel era looks to be over in Cleveland, but not officially because of salary cap purposes. The end of the Calvin Johnson era may be over in Detroit. He might be done completely for his NFL career. We will discuss that.
And also, we got to discuss, in the most awkward coming back party, the San Diego Chargers are staying in San Diego for the year.
For a year. Oakland staying for a year. They may leave later. Who the hell knows where they're going to go?
How can Chargers fans even remotely give a crap about the Chargers now?
No, I mean it's not the player's fault. It's not Philip Rivers' fault.
No, but that means I don't know if you're just lining up these bleepheads' pockets. So basically, let's just say you were the sloppy seconds.
Yeah, I mean, like,
Dean Spanos tried to go for the hot girl, not named Lisa Ann, and settled for not Lisa Ann.
Yeah. No, and like, he basically, like, held you at gunpoint. You were like, nah. And then he was like, yo, all right, we're cool.
How can you forget about being held up at gunpoint? Like, if you put it in those terms.
It's the separation of Dean Spanos. Like, let's say it happened here. If Jeffrey Lurie did that, it's a separation of Jeffrey Lurie and the product on the field. Now, if you can do that.
And I love sports and football. I don't know if I could do that, because I basically would treat Jeff Lurie like Ken Kraft, except he's not fat.
Yeah, but I mean, if Sunday rolls around.
Oh, no, I think I would. No, I watch football. I just wouldn't watch the Eagles.
Okay. And that's a very.
No, because I just, like, I mean, I'm starting to realize this whole, man, these teams are effing these people. Like, I mean, they're saying, yeah, we can't get 100% funding for a stadium, so you know what? We're going to bail.
We got to leave. And it's really a shame. It's really.
It's not like they're not providing anything. It's not like they're saying, yeah, we're not going to give you they offer $300 million.
Yeah.
How much does the stadium cost to build?
It costs a lot of money. You want a good one, it costs a lot of money, which is why the link is terrible, because it only costs like $500
million. And, of course, it comes to the issue at hand is, should people, i.e. taxpayers and or whoever, be forced, because really that's what you are,
being forced
to, and is it a necessary evil for a big city to have?
And let's keep that topic, because I've changed 180 degrees.
I change every time I read a different story, because sometimes I feel if we want to be a big ass city, you know what, you got to just take that pill.
Right.
But, I mean, there's a compelling argument for the other side, say, like, you know what? What's to say, like, London doesn't have to deal with this crap.
And you can make the same case for Division I athletics. I mean, most schools who have Division I athletics teams lose money on athletics. But to those schools, it's worth it to have Division I athletics, because you want to be a big boy school. So, you know, so.
Oh, but also, I think with that, it's the money part. Like, these big some of these schools have money generating entities, like Notre Dame football.
Right, but I'm saying most schools don't.
Yeah.
So those schools that don't, it'd be more cost effective not to spend that money on football or basketball
it's the college pill. Got to take that pill.
There's some pills you just got to take, and you know, and you can make an argument, sometimes you got to take this NFL pill. You got to take it and like it.
Oh no, I, like, ask me today, I think that's my opinion. You got to take the NFL pill.
No matter what, if you're San Diego, you got to take that pill.
I don't think San Diego wants to take the pill.
Right. No, like, I'm saying, like, if you're Philadelphia, I think you have to.
Oh no, that's the thing. There are just some pills when an illness comes up, you're like, oh damn, I got to take this pill.
Right.
You're not taking it every day.
Right.
Like, until it's been taken away from you, that's the thing. If there was even a an inkling that the Eagles would get taken away. People would say, here, take
my money. Right.
It only took till say, yo, we're leaving, dude, to for these Charger fans be like, oh man, we'll fork over some dough.
Yeah, it's a really layer.
They would
layer.
Say, Lewis, you didn't see them forking over any. Like, they didn't want to take the pill.
No.
They're like, we got the Cardinals. We're cool. Like,
We're good. Now, there's many layers to this, and we'll discuss that.
Yeah, maybe post Super Bowl. But we got Super Bowl to discuss.
We got plenty of stuff to talk about, and we have a little bit under 2 hours to get to it all in. So please sit back, relax, and take a ride on the Broad Street Line, because the future of sports talk radio has finally arrived. Before we get into it, is there any shout-outs?
You know what? Let's just get through our normal shout-outs so we can talk SB5O.
Can I give a one special shout-out to all the NHL fans who voted John Scott into the All-Star game him MVP?
Did you watch all
that? That's a question. I want to ask you that question because the NHL just can't get out of its own way for, I don't know, every year since Gary Bettman took over.
Is it Gary Bettman?
Yes. I blame Gary
Bettman. So you know how we say Howie Roseman is like the stench that has stayed through all this turmoil?
Yes.
Like through Joe Bat. Is it just Gary Bettman?
I believe so.
Like, if you just got anybody, like, hell, you can get Sashi Khan or whatever the hell the guy that's from Cleveland, like, to run. Like, I mean, it's amazing how zero buzz the NHL generates for an average fan.
None.
It's
None.
Crazy. No, I mean, it's almost below soccer.
It's really, like the amount of ratings and all that, it's ridiculously low for
please,
me.
Please, like, spare me with the whole TV ratings. No, I mean, once again, the water cooler theory. When is the last time that you have ever been near a water cooler or a proverbial water cooler and be like, hey, guys, what about that game last night between the Kings and the Rangers?
Exactly. It's been a long time. Probably, I don't even know. I can't even know.
No,
even know.
But it's sad. Like, I mean, why do – but, of course, the owners don't care because, like, I think somehow their franchises are – but that's the thing. They're operating on such a low level that they're just looking for incremental increases to their franchise. They're not looking for NBA level increases or NFL. They're like, yeah, our franchise went up like a couple million. We're good.
Yeah, no, it's just a weird dynamic in the NHL. Shout out, though, to our friends over at War Room Sports. Check them out each and every Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also catch them and us 24/7, 365 on the War Room Sports Podcast Network, WRSPN.com. Speaking of podcast networks, we're also on the Audman Media Network, so you can check us out over there as well, www.theaudman.com. And this show would not be possible without our friends and sponsors at veteranssheritium.com. It's veteranssheritium, S-H-I-R-T-I-U-M.com, for the absolute, absolute best in Philadelphia sports apparel. And you can get that apparel at a discount if you use promo code BSLINE, all capital letters, all one word, and you'll get 10% off your entire order, whether it be t-shirts, beanies, koozies, all sorts of cool stuff. VeteransSheritium.com. No matter what sport you're a fan of, VeteransSheritium.com has the gear for you. So check them out today and every day online, on Twitter as well, at VetSheritium, and on Facebook, facebook.com/VeteransSheritium. For the best in Philadelphia sports apparel. It is time for the Super Bowl 50 preview, but before we get into that, got to crack open a couple of brews.
Yeah.
That's what we do here on the show. Question number one.
I'm going to have a mimosa.
Fine. You can have six mimosas. That's cool. It's brunch. It's like brunch somewhere. Lane Johnson just signed a big contract, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. But with the Lane Johnson signing, do you think Sam Bradford and or Jason Peters will be on the Eagles next year?
I want to say Jason Peters will be on the Eagles next year.
Jason
Sam Bradford
Peters,
will not.
I think you're probably right. If I had to guess, I think you're probably right.
I'm telling you, like I said a couple weeks ago, I think my prediction might come alive, man. You are going to get a potential franchise signal caller.
That someone who you believe is a potential franchise?
Oh, no, they believe. I don't believe.
Okay.
I don't know enough. And you know what? I decided in the next 2.5 months, I'm going to – watch as much video on all these guys,
even
the bums in the sick, like Cardale Jones, because I want to see what happened with him. Because remember, his stock could have been any higher.
Huge.
I mean, everyone thought he'd be a second round pick after if he came out after three games.
Huge stock, and then now, you know, he's a late round guy. I mean, he'll get drafted just because of potential.
But
yeah.
Of course, my boy C Dubs is racing up the charts.
Carson,
he might be. So a mock draft said he might be the second pick.
I think he will be. I would put money today
over Jared Goff.
He's not going to throw the combine probably. So you know, let me wait on that.
I'm just
wait till his pro day.
Because really, if for some reason, and you always worry about the guy that just blows, like that just rises up in this draft process, because Jared Goff was the first guy.
Yeah.
And if he's available at six, do you try to trade up for Jared Goff? Once again, what the hell do you have to trade for? I get it. Okay. I answered my own question.
Question number two. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much faith do you have in Howie Roseman running the draft? 10 being good, 1 being low.
Oh, you just said running the draft. Running the player
selection.
The player selection.
Yes.
2.8.
I
have zero.
Yeah, I
mean,
faith much
for that Fletcher Cox, because you know that's his Illmatic. Like I mean, but is Fletcher Cox Illmatic?
I mean, sure.
No, you know what?
Fletcher Cox is a damn good player.
But no,
Lane Johnson is a damn good player.
Sorry, Von Miller's Illmatic for me.
Okay, fine, sure.
All right. I'm trying to think. What would this be equivalent of? Would this be like? Like it wouldn't be Warren G regulate G Funk era because
I'm trying
to think of what Fletcher Cox a really good out.
He's 1999.
Yeah, no, I was even gonna say Watch the Throne, but he ain't watch.
No, he didn't watch the Throne. No.
So what? No, is he even my dark twisted fantasy?
Oh hell no.
Okay. So you're even saying he's not even.
Yeah, I mean it's not Blueprint. I mean.
All right. So is he Drake's best album? Whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, whatever that is. Sure. Okay.
But you're not even Drake. I was going to say.
No, I like Drake.
Okay.
Whatever.
No. All right. So, but what I'm saying is people keep having this discussion about Fletcher Cox. People don't have this discussion about Aaron Donald. They don't have this discussion about Luke Kuechly. And what, according to reports, you're paying this guy Luke Kuechly money.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'd rather, if you had the choice of paying him or giving or trading or franchise or making a stupid offer for Josh Norman, but you had to give up 2 1. I'd rather do that.
Yeah, I would agree.
I just, you need to get Illmatics.
It's a little bit difficult to get Illmatics when you have a guy who's not skilled at getting Illmatics, one. B, a guy who doesn't have, there's no GM, no head of scouting. There's no head of the scouting
department. So telling him what Illmatic was. So he's never listened to Illmatic before.
I mean, he's listened to it. Like, you and I have listened to it. It's like,
no, but has Howie Roseman. Does Howie Roseman know what an Illmatic song sounds like?
No, but I mean, I think he does. I don't think he knows what it sounds like. We know what it sounds like. But if somebody told us, yo, make another Illmatic, we can't do that. That's basically what they're doing. That's really what they're doing.
So we are damn near convinced Howie Roseman can't pick an Illmatic.
I have little faith that you can put it like that. Question number three. Now, the Eagles, much like Martin O'Malley, have suspended their operations. This time they have suspended their search for a player personnel guy. Now, is there any chance that the guy they bring in will be over Howie Roseman in the hierarchy?
-0%.
Yeah, I don't think so. Like,
no.
They're lying to you.
One, why the hell would Brandon Hunt, who's coming from a really good organization, like, he's not even taking a promotion.
Right.
Like, this is a promotion.
Yeah, why would – yeah.
He's like, you know what? I can chill. That's the thing is – and Howie Roseman's reputation is so bad at this point. They're not even – like, they can't get anyone in the building.
This is a bad scene, man.
No, but I think someone said this, and I guess there ain't – this is – isn't this Chip Kelly 2.0 where, like, you know who's going to take the L for this.
Yes.
Last year we knew. There wasn't any – you couldn't blame Howie. You couldn't blame Ed Manowitz. You were blaming Chip F. Kelly.
Tom Donahoe.
If they draft another Marcus Smith, you know – well
– you know who it is.
Well, draft another Marcus Smith.
He did.
Because he's already drafted another – but if they draft another Jaquan Jarrett, you know who it is.
You know who it is.
But besides, he drafted Jaquan. Oh, I'm telling you, his misses are epic bad.
They're bad misses. They're bad misses, man.
Because – I think you'll probably blame him for Josh Huff.
See, I don't know who to put the blame on Josh Huff.
But he was part, once
just
again.
Just because he went to school. Where
once again, school. The stench, the part of the Josh Huff stench is part of Howie Roseman.
Oh, it's on his clothes. You can smell it.
Oh my God. No, but if Howie Roseman goes 2 years and just has two
terrible,
below average to, like, not even a draft, just if he misses on a first or second round pick, is he going to be held accountable?
Yes. Well, Jeffrey Lurie banged the table and said, accountability. This is what we want, accountability. You know?
Howie can't survive too bad. Like,
I don't think he can. I don't think he can.
Even if he is like the prodigal son.
I don't think he can. You have two bad drafts. You can't come out here and just like yell accountability, accountability, and your boy messed up a couple times and you don't hold him to the fire.
I'm telling you, man, Eagles are getting very Browns in. I'm a little concerned.
Jeffrey
Lurie is looking like a broke ass. Well, no, not even broke ass Jerry Jones, but like Daniel Snyder, like the linger. Like, I mean, should the owner be part of like the head coaching search?
What the hell is he doing? I mean, maybe I'm wrong on this, and we're probably going way too long. I don't care. What's he doing down in the Senior Bowl? Like, do owners do that?
No, I'm telling you, we said it. He wants his team back.
My man's got a credential.
He wasn't there last year.
All right, good.
Because Chip Kelly was like, "Yo, man, this is me. Okay. I run." I'm telling you, it's like he got the whip out of the – like Chip Kelly had his DeLorean in the car, like was driving his DeLorean for two damn years.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, man, he put like – just it stinks in here. He's got smoothies. He's got kale smoothie smell. He's like, no, I want my car back.
No, you're
but
you're right.
at the expense of basically being involved – like he's Jerry Jones, except Jerry Jones played football. That's the thing I don't – That I mean, you can rip Jerry Jones. He's a football guy.
He's a football guy. Like he has football chops.
Yes.
You know,
Harry Roseman ain't got football chops, and damn sure Jeff Lurie ain't got football chops.
Oh man.
I'm that's why, like I'm not saying the Sixers situation is great. It's better than the Eagles right now.
The Sixers have plans for the next 5 years. They said today. 5 years of plans, the drafts and trades already lined out for the Sixers, man. Eagles ain't got that. Where's your five-year plan at, Jeff? Where's your five-year plan at, Howie? Where's that? Question number four. Has the Pro Bowl run its course? Are we done with the Pro Bowl?
You can ask me this question for the last 7 years. It's a joke. I love football. I didn't turn it on for a minute.
They stopped tackling in the fourth quarter. They literally stopped tackling. They didn't tackle.
Yeah, wouldn't it be better of a PR thing just to give these guys vacations to Hawaii? Isn't that really – well, one, you got Malcolm Jenkins as like a 40th alternate. So, put that in your pipe and smoke it. But it's after the season. These dudes are beat the hell up.
Yeah.
Why? No, someone said it. Just do a quarterback – but that's the thing. Why would a quarterback risk throwing his shoulder out for a quarterback challenge?
No, they used to do quarterback challenges. Like, make it lucrative enough, but do challenges for all different positions.
Like, a 40-yard dash. Say who's the fastest dude in the NFL.
Sure. Josh Huff. I don't know.
No, but, like, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. Do the 40-yard dash. Do the whole run-through traffic kind of thing. Basically, no, do the combine.
No, but would these guys risk it? Like, isn't this the whole thing? They don't want to risk injury on anything?
Well, I mean, if you give them enough cake, I think they'd do it. If you throw the carrot out there, I mean, look, you're already paying those guys like $40,000 a piece on the winning team to for this Pro Bowl. If you said like, yo, we'll have a 40-yard, we'll have a competition, winner gets $500,000.
Like, no, someone said like a tug of war.
They used to do tug of war.
That would be cool.
Just don't do beach football because people blow their legs out like Robert Edwards. We don't need that.
No, that at this point, take away the football component.
If you're gonna not tackle, they literally didn't stop tackling. You had centers taking a snap, like taking shotgun snaps.
Can't you just recreate the combine, but with real players?
This is a combine.
Do like a gauntlet.
Do a gauntlet at the combine. That'd be perfect. I'd watch.
I watched QB Challenge. They made a video game out of it.
It's like Randall Cunningham used to kill him cats at that QB Challenge, man. Bring him back. Let Jameis do it. Let Fat Jameis do it.
Oh, no, because wouldn't that be cool to see who has the best arm?
The best arm. Who can run through all that trash and throw accurately on the run?
And those moving dummy
moving
things.
Jones. Yeah, that's awesome.
Hit like a target.
Yeah.
Oh my! Like
bring it back.
Is it possible to end the Pro Bowl?
I think you still need to name a Pro Bowl team just for contract purposes. But other than that,
so it's not an Anthony Davis type thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like I think you, because these guys get paid off it. I mean, you can't not have it. You got to have Pro Bowl teams. But the fact of the matter is, you had 47 guys not make it for one reason or another. I mean, some are in the Super Bowl, but you had like 33 guys turn it down.
Once again, Malcolm Jenkins, God bless his soul. If you're the fifth alternate, you should not be getting. Like, but that's the thing. Like now, we can say I made the Pro Bowl. That's a fugazi ass Pro Bowl.
It's fugazi. I mean, again, when you have 133 guys invited for 86 spots. I mean, it's kind of fugazi at some point on that. Question number five, and I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Johnny Manziel, is he really going to go to the Cowboys? Are the Cowboys that desperate enough to take a flyer on this dude?
After this stuff, I don't know. No, well, one, if they didn't have the Greg Hardy experience, I would say yes. I'd say yes. No, I really don't. Like, I mean, this – well, one, I know he wanted to chew his best to get out of Cleveland, but I think it backfired on him because now he's so toxic. I don't know. Like people say, he might not ever play in the NFL again.
Yeah, I don't know if he will, man.
And you know, like people joke about that isn't this affluenza?
This is affluenza. This is complete affluenza. Like I don't give a damn because this doesn't matter.
But one, he's got a fallback plan. He's got money.
He's got money. He's got, like, the NFL doesn't.
How do you think another person could be partying this much if he didn't have money?
You can't go to Vegas the day before your game and just, like, turn up at Hakkasan or whatever and then fly back to Cleveland if you don't have money like that.
I don't know. I think the guy's starting in the Ryan Leaf. It's looking very Leaf-esque.
Yeah, no, it sucks.
I mean, because I just remember. We're only a few years away from this, man.
Yeah, the money sign.
Remember how this dude was on top of the world.
Top of the world, man.
He was part of OVO.
He was the most popular dude in football, and he was in college. Like, people loved Johnny, man. He was pulling rabbits out of hats at Texas A&M, running around the field, throwing for 400 yards.
But it shows, it's crazy to think, he was probably doing that still partying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely was. And the final question of the six pack: what channel was the NHL All Star Game on?
NBC Sports Live.
Yeah, the Sports Network. Yeah. Not main NBC. Not MSNBC.
What time was it on?
Not CNN. Oh, it was in the afternoon because they had that whole bracket thing. It's like 3 or 4 or something. I don't know. You had an All Star Game of a major sport on NBC Sports Network. I think I forget what you even had. It wasn't even tennis. Well, something else on regular NBC.
So
it might have been X Games or something.
I mean, of course, like this is the difference between being fiscally healthy and just being just healthy sports-wise. The NHL, and no one will convince me otherwise, is an unhealthy sport.
It really is. It really is.
You couldn't get not like Joe Blow on the corner. I'm not going to say that. Like us, I mean, we're sports fanatics. I can say we have that fanatical. We don't give a crap about hockey. I don't care about the Flyers. I'd look like a complete phony if I started caring about the Flyers in the playoffs. I mean, that's how I feel. I mean, maybe in the Stanley Cup, I sure as hell wouldn't go to a parade.
I'd go. Parades are awesome, man.
But I mean, Philly loves their sports, but there's a segment of probably doesn't give a crap about.
A large segment.
Yes. No, it's the whole, you've got your fanatics, and that's it.
Yeah.
At least with the NBA, you have a lot of general fans.
Just casual NBA fans.
Yeah. You don't have casual NHL fans. Yeah. Because it can't be casual.
No.
Because you don't know any of the players.
You don't know anybody.
Because they don't speak English.
You
don't...
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I'm not going Trump, but I'm like, it's, you need that connection with these guys.
You need them to be on a damn channel that you can watch. You need them not to be on NBC Sports Network, their marquee event, not be on some channel that you don't know what
one,
it is.
One, the NHL, I can say, I can't remember a company or an entity that markets their thing worse than the NHL.
It's terrible.
Do you ever see an NHL commercial?
No. I mean, this is a league that was on Versus and Outdoor Life Network. I mean, like, for years.
Yeah, well, one, their television contracts are horrendous.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. No one's fighting for him. Like, you would think, ESPN would buy anything. Right. They buy the NHL. Well, they don't even – do they even have any SportsCenter highlights for hockey?
It's rare. I mean, they bring in Barry Melrose, but he talks about other sports now. It's amazing. He talks about college basketball. when he comes on. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Like, you would, like, I just remember, wasn't there, like, isn't a sports show the is to recap all of the sports?
All of the sports.
Like, for an hour, you're, instead of having an insider come on for 20, Chad Ford, have Adam Schefter, no, you're going to have the highlight of every game that happened, right?
Seems about right. That sounds right.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable how far hockey's fallen, because it's been like 20 years.
No, is it because of like the lockout?
The lockout, the lockout had a huge thing to do.
But somehow Gary Bettman keeps his job.
Teflon, man. He's in the NBA, man. You can't take out those former NBA guys, man. That dude is Teflon. All right, we're going to switch gears and talk about a sport that people care about, and that's the Eagles. And it seems like Chip Kelly is still in the building because all the white guys are getting their contracts taken care of. First, Lane Johnson, 6 years, $63 million, $35.5 million in guarantees. That seems like a lot of money for Lane Johnson. I mean, I mean, Howie's a really smart cap dude.
Once again, getting ahead of – like, that's the thing. In terms of cap management, I don't have a problem with Howie. Like,
no.
I don't have a problem with any of these because – I mean,
you don't have a problem with Lane Johnson?
No.
10 and a half a year. I mean, I know it's, you know, cap wise, it's kind of spread out.
But no, that's the thing. It's spread out. Like, I mean, people like just see like the annual, the AA.
Yeah, the 10.5 really doesn't mean anything. The only thing that means something is the guarantee.
But people see, is Lane Johnson worth $10.5 million? I'm like, not now. He's not. But I mean, he's on an upward tick.
Right.
I mean, he was the best lineman last year.
Absolutely.
And if they maybe draft some linemen around him.
That'd be nice.
Maybe he'll be better. Not that anonymous Fugazi ass dude, David Mull.
Sorry. Which, we got to get that book, man, because he's a snitch.
Oh yeah,
he's a rat.
Oh no, well he's a free agent. Like,
oh, okay.
He's fine. More likely to get a Johnny Manziel's more likely to get a job than David Mull at this point. But like, I mean, you need a cornerstone.
Yeah.
Remember when we said before the season, who are the cornerstones? They're not nomadics.
Right.
They're probably like some futures.
Yeah.
Like right. They're Purple Rays.
Is Purple Rain good?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just catching on to the future thing. But look at it. They've locked up Lane.
Yep.
Locked up Zach.
Yep.
Next up,
cornerstones.
Next up is the Hunter, Fletcher Cox.
Fletcher Cox, cornerstone.
I mean, and then at some point you lock up Jordan Matthews, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
And I guess we already locked up Mike Kendricks. I mean, but Fletcher Cox is the last cornerstone you lock up.
And Fletcher Cox, according to Howard Eskin, currently negotiating a deal with the Eagles that could be worth over $100 million, including $60 to $70 million guaranteed. That's a lot of money.
But they're expecting when he gets into that 4-3, he turns into Southern Black Boy Sue.
I'm going to just say this for like every week from now until forever. I'm going to make a prediction. Fletcher Cox ain't going to be better than he was in the 34. He's not going to be better. I just have a feeling.
Oh, I don't think
he's not going to be better.
I think
everybody thinks he's going to destroy worlds.
I think he will be.
He was good last year.
I think he will be
really good,
as good as Aaron Donald.
Okay,
who I think is like probably one of the two best defensive tackles.
So he's going to be like when he's not lazy and dominant.
He's going to be in a 4-3. He's going to be an Illmatic.
Okay.
Right now he's Drake. Like he's like thanking me.
Take care.
He's take care.
Okay.
He'll turn into an Illmatic.
Okay.
No, I'm telling you, Howie will wear a Fletcher Cox like charm. He'll wear a Fletcher Cox shirt and be like, I drafted this dude. Like, I'm telling you, he's gonna be bragging about this for 50 years. But we still don't think he can get another Fletcher Cox.
I think it's gonna be hard. I think it's gonna be really hard because you don't have a second round pick.
And it's gonna I mean you'd agree that if he gets a quarterback and hits, then you know what?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But we don't think he can do that. Would you be flipping out if they drafted Paxton Lynch at 13?
No.
Well,
if they addressed the line in free agency, no.
Okay.
No. If you sign a couple.
Because we're still at the whole thing. You ain't doing jack if you don't have – because
– gotta have a guy.
And at this point, I'd rather swing for the fences in the first round than pay Sam Bradford for $22 million.
You're not going to find your quarterback of the future. You ain't going to find that dude in March.
He's the only – that's the only contract I would have a problem with. If they gave Sam Bradford 5 and 110, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
You're going to – that's a Joe Flacco regrettable deal.
Yeah, that's a
– I'd rather lock up Fletcher Cox for that than Sam Bradford.
And again, Howie's making all the decisions, and he's going to make them by himself.
Oh no! This is every deal has Howie Roseman. Like, no, he's hooked up his boys that he drafted. Isn't this what it is?
Yeah, I mean,
he's saying, "Yo, I drafted these dudes. These guys are good. Let me re-up these guys and flex my little ass, measly ass midget muscles."
And he has, I don't know if he'll ever have one, but he has no balls. No balls. because the Eagles, again, have suspended their search for a player personnel head until after the draft. Now, which makes sense because teams don't usually, like, let their dudes out the building, like, in February, you know, like, 3 months before the draft, 1 month before free agency, which is why, and I think we said it on the show, that you usually get the GM dude first.
Once again, the NFL blueprint has been around for like 35 years. You get the owner, or no, not even the owner, the CEO or whoever.
Yeah.
The owner ever makes that move.
No.
It's the team president.
Yeah,
team president.
Yeah.
Hires the GM. They share a vision.
Yes.
They get a coach that shares the GM's vision and the team president's vision.
Yes.
It's not a guy who shares the owner's vision.
Yeah, no.
The owner shouldn't have a vision. Don Smolenski should be the guy.
He should be the guy.
But who knows what Don Smolenski does?
Just he does like all like financial stuff.
And I know he created those like wind turbines.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, look, Don Smolenski is making Jeffrey Lurie money.
But it's their whole hierarchy is screwed up.
It's weird. It's just out of order.
Yes!
They hired the damn line coach, that Ken like Flagel or whatever, before you hired the head coach, which was weird. Like, where did they do that?
So basically, you're forcing these guys. Like, would it you like Doug Peterson to make the choices on all the coaches?
I think so.
I mean, I'm sure Deuce is, but wouldn't you like Doug Peterson? Well, obviously, they know each other, but like, what if Doug Peterson thought Deuce Daly sucked?
It's like, yo, it's like, you're already telling, it's like, I know you have 16 guys, but keep these four, because we really like these four, Doug. So just keep these
four. It's just meddling, and the history of meddling franchises doing good, i.e., the Redskins, even to a point, the Cowboys, the Browns, they don't work.
Doesn't work. And according to Vegas, they don't think it's going to work next year either. Eagles, third worst odds to win Super Bowl 51, 60-1 on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl 51. So if you're out in Vegas right now, you put down a 10 spot, you can win 600.
Oh, no. I mean, this is the first season in that first Chip Kelly season, no one had really expectations. But that's the thing. Usually every year for what? Since Andy Reid's been here, there's been expectations.
Yes.
There's going to be none this year.
None.
People keep saying they're not I don't think they're a rebuilding team. Once again, they're in the middle.
And they're stuck in the middle. The worst place to be. Should have lost that last game. Good job, Pat. All right, we'll take a quick break on the other side. Super Bowl 50 preview. Carolina Panthers, Denver Broncos. We will tell you why. Black versus white. Probably
thug versus non-thug.
Thug versus sheriff. All lives matter.
We're going to use all the hot takes now.
Oh, my goodness. We'll tell you how you can hate Cam Newton and not be called a racist by your friends. You're listening to the Broad Street Line here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back to the Broad Street Line. He is Chris Domingo. I'm Roy Burton. We are here for our Super Bowl 50 preview, Carolina versus Denver. The 2015 NFL season finally culminates this Sunday at 6:30-ish Eastern Time, 3:30-ish out in Santa Clara, where Super Bowl 50 will be held. And minutes after Lady Gaga sings the national anthem.
She's singing the national anthem?
Lady Gaga singing the national anthem. She's a good singer. Like, I'll put it like this. She's weird. She's a really good singer. She's a fabulous singer.
Well, it's official. All the musical acts are going to suck ass this year.
Well, You have Beyonce, the Queen.
Oh my God!
At halftime, along with Coldplay,
the Hive,
Coldplay and Bruno Mars.
Well, they did a video together, so they'll probably do
some
medley.
Bruno Mars will come out. He'll do his thing.
Bruno Mars will be there too.
He's part of it. Yeah. He's part of the
God, the NFL's blowing their load this year. This is what happens when you have three acts. You don't have one act.
You got to come harder than the NBA and Sting. I mean, you got to come harder than Sting.
No, next at some point we got to think of someone new.
Let's do it right now. Who is safe enough for the NFL or NBA, who the hell ever, to have
Drake.
A Super Bowl? No, he's not safe. Drake's not safe. You got to be safe.
Oh, okay.
You got to be safe. Drake's not safe.
Kendrick
ain't safe. You got to be safe.
So basically no hip-hop.
I can't imagine what a hip-hop person, though. You can't do like Future. Like, you know, like,
no. So,
you got to be a huge act, but you got to be safe.
Rihanna. Well, she's not safe anymore.
Nah, man. She'll be up there, like, grinding and, like, doing, like, nah.
Okay, yeah.
Nah.
No, I'm telling you.
Nobody left.
You can only, retread.
That's why you went old rockers for, like, 30 years. Because you know, like, they're safe, man. You know the Stones are safe. Or the they were safe. You know, who the hell, like, what retread rocker can you pull out now? I guess. What are the Foo Fighters doing? Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Didn't Tom Petty do it before?
Tom Petty. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, I mean, I guess you could pull Prince back out. Sure.
But, like, is there – okay. Taylor Swift.
Okay. Taylor Swift's fine.
I think
you had Katy Perry before.
She's the last one.
She's probably the last one.
Adele. Adele and Taylor Swift. But
you got to switch it up. You can't just have Adele and Taylor. Because that'd be like, no offense, that'd be the whitest Super Bowl.
What, 2 years in a row?
No, but I'm saying like you got to have like, Adele can't be by herself. Because no one does it by themselves anymore.
Oh, okay.
So you got to have an act to kind of like,
Bruno Mars. I'm telling you, Bruno Mars is the
most non-threatening dude.
Yes.
Like ever. He's non-threatening.
He does pop, he does fun music,
yeah.
Music you can dance to. Music that you can have the kids, like, you don't need to tell them to leave the room.
Like, you know what? Here it is. Do Adele and Pharrell.
Yeah.
Do Adele-Pharrell mix. That would work.
Yeah, yes, because he's another non-threatening man.
He's a non-threatening dude.
He could just do happy.
He could do happy. Everybody, like, kids will stand on the field holding up signs. And
and like, some of that stuff he did with the Neptunes, No,
he just come out and sing happy.
Like, no. Justin Timberlake.
No, you can't come back.
What?
Him and Jan are the band, dog.
No.
The band.
Because he's the guy, right?
He's the perfect guy. Because he appeals to everyone.
But, like, someone can't write a letter on his behalf. Someone can clemency him.
I mean, unless Obama can write something before he leaves office.
Because, I mean, you're running out of guys right now. When the NFL looks at, like, the pop charts from the last 30 years,
right.
Are they just looking at 1970, 1980?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. And then, like, probably, like, until the Stones die, they'll always be on the list.
I mean, how many times can you bring back U2?
Or, like, Aerosmith or any of those type of bands, man.
Oh, Lord.
It's been so bad.
No, and I'm like, you can't bring an R&B. I'm trying to think, like,
who the hell sings R&B? You know what? Maybe you could pull a Usher.
Oh, no. We got to talk about your favorite band, The Roots. Is he putting a new album out?
Probably, yes. Probably
I would hope so, because there has to be a reason why he's headlining anything.
He's probably.
When's the last time he's released? Had relevant music.
It's been a couple of years.
Couple times five.
It's been a couple of years. I want climax. Like, I don't even know.
All right. Sorry for, but no.
These are important things.
I'm tired of having to take an elongated bathroom break and a smoke break during halftime.
Yeah, I mean, like, we can't go with more years of the Black Eyed Peas like we did before. The Black Eyed Peas, Usher and Slash, The Who and Tayo Cruz.
Tayo Cruz?
Yeah, I can't deal with that anymore.
Is he the worst person ever to perform, like, a worst named performer? Because that must have been after, like Dynamite.
Dynamite. Yeah, like, that was probably terrible. Like, I mean, you had MIA when she
was
hurt.
Pitbull.
Ooh, Pitbull's perfect.
Yes.
He's a perfect guy.
Day County. No, I know.
That's
Adele and the Bull.
That's perfect.
Or Taylor and the Bull.
Yeah, because you have Adele sing the anthem, and then have Taylor Swift and Pitbull. That's it. That's a perfect Super Bowl.
Boom. Because, one, Taylor Swift and Adele have such a following at this point. more so than freaking Katy Perry, I'm sorry, that people would, you know how many extra people you'd get to watch the halftime show?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Because usually, a lot of times, aren't you just getting people not to turn off the halftime show instead of watching Bud Bowl?
Yeah, well, you know, people, for whatever reason, people, they don't turn.
They
I mean,
don't?
They don't watch the
I
puppy,
do.
They don't watch the Puppy Bowl. They watch, like, old Madonna almost fall down the stairs.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if you got Taylor Swift or Adele?
That'd be huge. If you, you know what? That, you know what? That's what they should
do. No, these are the four, the final four. You, in the non-threatening urban category, you got Pharrell and or Pitbull.
Yes.
And in the white people crowd, you got Taylor Swift and Adele.
Yeah, that's it. That's the perfect.
Because I don't know who else you can do.
You can't, because you've tapped everybody else out. Again, you can't have Adana again. I mean, you can't bring out Lenny Kravitz again.
Because his pants might break. Not Lady Annabelle. Like, you can't do
no.
a country. You can't even do a country.
You can't do country. God, no. I mean, NHL did country, but they were in Nashville. So but nobody cares, so it doesn't matter. Anyhow, the more important storylines, Super Bowl 50. Of course, it centers around our boy Cam. And this is the big deal. Will Cam take the leap and become an elite quarterback like Eli Manning and Joe Flacco? Or will Peyton Manning get his second ring?
This was like the plot lines are heavy, man. Like
heavy.
But of course, you know the sentiment. Like I mean, anyone who's not us is like because I think your casual fan, even if they don't hate Cam Newton, they're like, you know what? It'd be cool if Peyton Manning went the same route as the guy himself, the guy who is his boss. You know, like I mean, you already know what's coming. This one's for Peyton.
This one's for Peyton.
The shirt's gonna be printed out immediately after. No, I mean, and you know what? It just seems like I mean, remember when the Broncos won that first Super Bowl? They were heavy underdogs against the Packers.
Yeah, they were.
The Packers were really good.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it the same thing? But I think people are giving Denver a shot because that defense is so good.
That defense is absolutely fantastic, like you said. Von Miller, Marcus Ware, Aqib Talib. I mean, that defense is loaded.
T.J. Ward,
but so is Carolina's defense. You have Josh Norman, Luke Kuechly, one and a half arm Thomas Davis. I mean, you have two.
Thomas Davis
defense.
Makes me feel so pathetic about my life sometimes. Is the fact that he can break his arm and play a physical sport 2 weeks later.
I saw Thomas Davis at like a pep rally like 3 days after.
You would think that this would be in a hyperbaric chamber until game time.
Remember, I don't know if you remember. Remember when Corey Dettmer broke his arm and he started like wriggling on the field. He started squirming on the field like he had a seizure.
You didn't even know Thomas Davis broke his arm.
No, like he broke his arm and like he was like, right, I'm cool. Like he went out of the game because he had a broken arm. But he was like, yo, there's no doubt of me playing in 2 weeks. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like I'm taking 6 weeks of FMLA if I break my arm. Like, this, like what are you talking about? This is insane.
Oh my, no, but like, and that's and you know what? Sort of. This is the definition of a good Super Bowl. You got, but like that's the thing. Most Super Bowls have been good. I mean,
they mostly have, at least recently.
You get star players.
Yes, you get stars.
You get good franchises. I mean, obviously you don't want the Jaguars in.
Right.
But like you got Denver, that's an established franchise. You got Carolina, that's like
up and coming franchise.
Yeah.
That's probably the new face of the NFL.
Yeah, like you got to sell that to like the companies that are going to pay $6 million for a crummy ad.
Yeah, you got the league's best scoring offense. Versus the league's best defense.
And it ain't the NFL if you ain't got basically the face of the NFL. He's been the face of the NFL for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
You're going to get all the nationwide commercials.
All the nationwide commercials. All the Papa John's commercials. And he's already told friends that this is his last rodeo. So, again.
You'll probably get, like, a horse commercial.
Yeah, like, there'll be a Budweiser horse commercial talking about Peyton Manning in some strange way.
But you got to hope that the game's good because – at some point, because I don't want to see another 43-8.
No, you don't want to see that.
Because one, I mean, a part of you wants like because Peyton Manning. I mean, you don't want him. Well, I don't care, but like Peyton Manning, if he loses, is going to have a 1-3 record in Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be 1-3, and he, like I think we talked about it before. Like he'd be close to LeBron level.
Yeah,
like dominant player.
2-2 just sounds so much better.
2-2 is way better. 2 rings is way more than 1, man.
And one, we said, Lance, it doesn't. People will forget that he sucked this year.
Yeah,
they will just see the quantity of rings and be like, and you know what? So will I, because they'll be like, you know what? For all the crap teams he was on, that like their defenses were terrible, that he carried them and they lost. I think it all balances out.
Now, how do you think the Broncos? Or what do you think they need to do in order to win this game? Because personally, I think, you can't totally rely on Peyton Manning. I think you got to establish that ground game like early. Then you got to get him.
No, I think they know. I think they. It hasn't been done a lot, but I think you have to get points from defense. I mean, I just don't see. In your mind, how many do you think the Panthers can score 24 points against this defense?
I think they can.
I don't think they can.
I think they can. I mean, I think they can, but they're really good, man.
No,
I've been saying it all year.
After I saw what they did to the Patriots, we'll go to our predict, but I just think this defense is as good, if not better, than the Seahawks defense a couple years ago.
Now, if you force Cam to beat you from the pocket, I mean, you have a really good chance to win, because when he's had to throw more than 30 times this year, he's thrown interceptions 6 out of 10 times. Like, he is prone to throw picks. Like,
thing is, if they have that balance going, when they can run that read option,
right?
And like, that's the key. Is like, if they can like get them in the, because I mean, any team you get in the 3rd and 8th, they're not going to be good,
right?
So I mean, if you, and Denver's run defense is so good,
yeah,
that I mean, Jonathan Stewart's good. He's not the best running back in the league. They can be stopped.
They can be stopped. Right.
So I don't know. Like, I just think that it's easier to stop Cam Newton than it is to stop the Denver defense for me. And I think, and you've seen, the Panthers have given up points.
But agree. But all right, let's put it like this: what offense is easier to stop, the Denver offense or the Carolina offense?
Oh, Denver's. But I think that you know what? Call me crazy. I think Denver's defense is significantly better than Carolina's.
I don't disagree. At the end of the day, you got to score. Like, I think Carolina's defense, even though they're worse than Denver's defense, I think they can do a number on Peyton Manning. I think they can make life very difficult
for
Peyton Manning.
But I think, you know what? I'm getting sold on this. The sage, the man, is going to gonna manipulate and say Omaha 47 times.
Omaha.
I just have this feeling that a couple weeks off, can you get that arm?
Get that arm right.
You're in San Fran. Weather's going to be good. Weather's going to be right. I don't know. Like, I just think this is cosmic thing. Like, I mean, because this would be the best. I mean, I can't think of another way, and this is going to be his last rodeo. So I just think, and one, this is Cam Newton's first ride. Like, I mean, people do weird things in their first Super Bowl.
Yeah, like, your first Super Bowl. I mean, look, Cam obviously loves the spotlight. But, I mean, this is the Super Bowl. Okay, it's a little different.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, he could do that breathing thing in the beginning. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I just.
No, but I know I hear you with the Peyton Manning thing, because there's a little part of me that says, you know what? Maybe Peyton Manning tests out the defense a little bit. Like, maybe you, again, away from Josh, but maybe you try to hit Demaryius Thomas for like a couple deep passes, or maybe you hit, you know, Emmanuel Sanders for like a deep slant down the middle. Like, maybe you test out, stretch out that Panthers defense and see if you can hit a shot, because, you know, this is it. Like, you leave everything out.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, this is going to be the last ride.
Yeah, the last ride, exactly.
So, I mean, I'm just thinking, I'm not relating this to, would the Undertaker not go out on top?
I mean, he'll try to not go out on top.
This reminds me of just Taker, man. Like,
this is Taker.
This, like, I mean, you can't find a human being on the planet, other than the fact he gets a little too much publicity, that has a bad thing to say about Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Like, he's by and large a good dude.
Yeah. And like, he's not super good looking like Tom Brady. Be like, oh man, F Tom Brady's too good. Like, I mean, like, but like, it's, there's just something about Peyton Manning. Like, he looks goofy.
He's a goofy dude. He has fun. He doesn't show anybody up.
Yeah. No. Yeah. But, and that's why people love him.
Yeah. He's a very likable guy. That's why he has all those commercials. He's a likable dude. He's a very likable guy. And it's like hard to root against the guy. Like, it's,
yes,
like, he's not. Yeah.
And I just think something's in the planets, man. Because I really like to see what the line is right now.
Well, it was 6 last time I checked. I'll check it right now. It was 6. It was Carolina favored by 6 the last time that I saw. But which to me seems about right.
Really?
Yeah. I think that seems about right to me. You think it's off? I haven't checked it in a few days.
Oh no, I think. So, obviously, they think Peyton Manning stinks.
Yes.
They don't think Peyton Manning can score.
Yes. Yes. That's an accurate statement. Now, do you think – like, how many points do you think Peyton Manning can reasonably score Well, I don't want to give you your prediction. I don't want to give it. So don't answer the question. Do you think Peyton Manning can have success throwing the ball 25, 30 times against
the
Carolina
defense?
No,
that's the thing. I just think that – I really think the Denver defense is going to shut down the Panthers like they did the Patriots. Because I think –
it'll be a low-scoring game.
Oh, yeah. Very – let's just say –
it'll be under – the over-under is 45. You're saying under.
Let's just say I don't think either team hits the hits the 20s.
Okay. All right. Yeah, the line right now at Westgate Superbook out in Vegas is 6.
By the way, could you – I would love to get a report on how nuts it is in Vegas for Super Bowl weekend.
Remember when we were out there, they said it's not as crazy as it used to be.
Really?
Yeah, because people just – I mean, there are illicit gambling places around the country and the world where people place their bets.
Okay.
So it's a little bit easier to kind of bet online, like the ladder or whatever. So you don't have to go to Vegas.
So it's not like even like a flight weekend.
No, because that's the thing. Nothing for nothing. Like, I may or may not have looked at flights for Vegas this weekend. And they may or may not have been expensive. They're like $300, which wasn't crazy.
No.
It's like three and change. I'm sure rooms are probably crazy. Insane. But like the flight out to Vegas was like $300. It was like a little bit more expensive.
Oh, man. That's one of my bucket lists in life is to go to Vegas for like.
For a Super Bowl?
No, something big.
March Madness, damn it.
Yeah.
Just take out like a stack. Go to Vegas for March Madness. You know, I mean, you'll probably like never have any money to come back. But I mean, like.
I just wonder, like, what are you just betting on the games?
Yes.
Not like the tournament, like you're not. They don't have like brackets and stuff.
No, I mean, you can bet for them. You can pick the champion.
Okay,
you
know, all right. I mean,
like, but you bet on the games. And
oh my god.
Do parlays. Get them little stupid parlays that will put you in the poorhouse immediately, which I'll never do again. Which I was introduced to last time I was up there by a certain person who I won't name. But yeah, the line opened at 4.5 in favor of Carolina, up to 6 at Westgate, 5.5 at the win, 5.5 at the
money. So it's going up.
So it's going up. So. A lot of like heavy money on Carolina. People believe in Cam Newton. Now, of course, the most important thing, as we've always said when it comes to football, you gotta win the turnover battle.
Yeah.
36-4. The teams that have won the turnover battle in the Super Bowl, 36-4. So the team that limits its mistakes is going to win the
game. And I think that's where I think Peyton Manning realizing he's a game manager.
Yes.
Is going to play because I think it took him a long time. To realize, you know, I can't do this anymore. And once he came to realization, like, it came after he was hurt.
Right.
He's like, you know what? I'm a game manager, man. Sign me up.
But if they get behind early, then he can't
afford to be anymore. Oh, no. Like, if they get down, they're dead.
Yeah.
They're done. They'll probably get beat by 17 points.
Yeah, they're down 10-0, like, in the first quarter or early
count
in the second. That's probably
and that's the thing that the Panthers have been doing all year, especially in the playoffs. Yeah. They've been just – jumping on teams.
Yeah.
Like, they jumped on the Seahawks.
Jumped on the Cardinals.
Yeah, like, I mean, and these were high-powered offenses.
Yeah. No, so, yeah.
So, but I'm telling you, I don't think Cam's seen a defense like this. They don't have a weakness on their defense.
No. I mean, like, if anything, like, their run defense isn't the greatest run defense in the world, but it's not bad.
Yeah, because you could say – The Panthers are vulnerable in the second, other than Norman. I mean, and they got Kurt Coleman, but I mean, Roman Harper, gray ass Roman Harper, and
then yeah, throwing them dudes.
Yeah, like and they had. Remember when they gave up 35 points to the Giants?
Yeah.
I just think that Gary Kubiak, who I'm a big fan of, like I mean, like he's got a plan, and once again, the greatest coordinator who was a coach but should never be a coach, Wade Phillips. I mean, he was just born to be a coordinator.
Some guys are just born to be that dude.
And I think he'll find a really good way to attack Cam.
Now, speaking of Cam, and we'll talk about predictions and other stuff later on, is he the greatest dual threat quarterback in NFL history? Because a lot of people are throwing it out there now. Storyline from week one. Of the Super Bowl of bye week or Fortnite, is he the greatest dual threat quarterback?
No,
Indiana. Yeah,
Steve Young.
Yeah, not yet.
Randall Cunningham.
Maybe we'll get there. Like in terms of overall skill, like total skill set, like ability. Okay, I can put him there now. But in terms of what he's done,
no,
not yet.
People forget that Steve Young's in the Hall of Fame.
Steve Young was an accurate bitch.
Steve Young was running and like that's the thing. The only knock you can have on, and it's not even a knock really, because he's not an act. Like his game is an accuracy.
Well, Cam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve Young was averaging 67%.
He was ridiculously accurate. And he can run the ball.
He was accurate on every level.
Yeah.
He could grow, throw a deep ball, throw everything.
Yep.
Come on. Like, I mean, once again, I hate getting being the prisoner of the moment. That's what I try not to do.
Yeah, and look, if Cam's still doing this 3 or 4 years from now and he wins the Super Bowl or two, we can have that discussion.
If he wins the Super Bowl, you could probably have the discussion.
Yeah, you're right.
Until then, stop it.
Right, yeah. No, like is he more complete than Michael Vick? Yeah, sure. Okay, better than Michael Vick. Probably better, more complete than Randall Cunningham, because Randall wasn't the most accurate dude ever.
Oh, no. Like, Cam definitely has him on the, like, on the passing, but Steve Young, people forget Steve Young was really good.
Steve Young was really damn good.
Like, you could, I mean, obviously he ain't Joe.
I mean, Joe's a goat, you know, so like it's hard
just
to
imagine. This is why 49ers fans should never complain
ever.
You went from having Joe effing Montana,
goat,
the goat quarterback, arguably,
the goat,
to damn near a semi goat.
Yeah.
Like Steve Young.
Yeah, you had two top 20, top 15, if you want to argue, quarterbacks of all time, back-to-back like Drake.
You, usually, if you lose a GOAT quarterback, you ain't getting one back.
No.
Like, the Patriots probably won't get one in Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right. Like maybe.
The Packers.
Well, the Packers.
So, basically, two teams have gotten two quarterbacks, two franchise quarterbacks.
I mean, and they're crossing their fingers. Maybe you get that with the Colts, but maybe you don't. Maybe you don't even get it.
So basically, some franchises are just really damn lucky.
They're just really lucky, man. They're really damn lucky.
Because Steve Young was a supplemental pick.
Yeah.
Who was on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers who sucked.
And he was hanging behind Joe Montana for you, like, just chilling.
And 21 teams could have had Aaron Rodgers.
It's amazing how the draft works sometimes. Everybody could have had Tom Brady. Six times over. Everybody could have had Tom Brady. All right, just a brief aside. Super Bowl prop bets. Now, I'm sure you can guess who the odds-on favorite to win the MVP is.
Cam Newton.
Super Bowl. Cam Newton, 5-7 odds. Coming up behind him, Peyton Manning, 7-2. Jonathan Stewart, 15-1. Greg Olsen, 18-1. A bunch of guys at 25-1. Keekly, Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, Von Miller, and Ted Ginn. That's some good value there.
I'm going to tell you,
that's my question. Yeah. Who's your sleeper dude? As far as possible Super Bowl MVP.
Von Miller. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
No, that's going to be the matchup, is Von Miller versus Michael Orr. The Mr. Blindside who can't text and say, I need you.
I need you. I need you.
See, man, Cam's got that preacher thing going. Man, he is like, man, he gets emotional. He's like, I need you, man.
I need you, though, even though you were trash.
Because Michael Orr sucked.
He sucked. He was terrible. He was terrible. He comes to Carolina, and now he's a competent lineman.
And, of course, a local subplot, a man.
Yes.
Who was relieved of his duties.
Yes, yes.
Is playing. How in the hell did this happen? Mr. Dees himself, man. Rick Dees.
Can you explain this, how this is possible?
No! What?
It doesn't make any sense. There's a whole lot of things that don't make sense.
Evan Mathis is in the Super Bowl.
Dees is in the Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
Kirk Coleman's in the Super Bowl.
I mean, next to LeSean McCoy, Brandon Boykin, you think of a guy who probably won't talk about it on the record, but...
I think he's talking about it today.
But a guy who's happier that Chip Kelly got blown the hell out.
Oh, talking about that. Oh, yeah, no. Nobody's happier. Nobody's happier than Dees Mathis. About the Chip Kelly. Now, Von Miller, yeah. Will we see Von Miller do the dance? Will he do the PG-13 version of the dance?
Oh, no. You're probably going to get the R version of the dance.
Or he's going full Jesse the Body Ventura with the Rick Rude with the dance.
No, you're going to get the Ravishing Rick HMD.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Other prop bets. Will Peyton Manning throw an interception? Yes is -220. So you have to bet 220 to win 100.
I'm going
to
say no.
You don't think he's going to throw a pick?
No.
I think
I think they're going to keep the game plan very conservative. A lot of bubble screens, because they love running that bubble screen.
Love it.
To Demaryius Thomas, and because I really think that Josh Norman is going to be on Emmanuel Sanders.
I think so, but I mean that could be a tough matchup for him though.
Yeah, no, and that's why I think Demaryius has. I don't say a big game, because let's just say, according to my score, no one's going to have a big game.
Yeah, whoever, I'll put it like this: whoever Josh Norman isn't on. I think he's probably is in line for probably a big game.
And one, the thing, and I think with how good these Panthers linebackers are, Owen Daniels doesn't get anything. because he got off in the championship game.
Yeah, and Vernon Davis gets one.
Vernon Davis somehow might get a ring.
Yeah, Vernon Davis. The guy who could get rings.
I would love to think, who is the most random-ass guy that possibly could get a ring?
Kirk Coleman. I'll never – Kirk Coleman. Kirk Coleman was terrible.
Nine interceptions, Kirk Coleman?
Nine interceptions in 2015, Kirk Coleman.
In 1 year.
1 year, Kirk Coleman. He's the guy.
I want to go back. Was he that – I keep asking. Was he that bad?
I told you. He was terrible. B, he had – in 4 years, he had seven interceptions. In four entire years.
And he was a safety.
Seven.
Too.
He was safety. And he played a lot because you saw the back of his jersey all the time. Chasing dudes. Seven.
Damn, man. How underachieving was that secondary when he was here?
It really was.
You had Nnamdi, DRC.
DRC, yeah.
Kirk Coleman. And I don't even know.
Who's the other safety?
Quentin Michael? No.
Jaquan Jarrett? I don't even know who
that
was.
Yeah, no. X-Bum.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, I don't even know who the hell it was. over under rushing yards for Cam Newton, 37.5. This seems low to me, but Denver's defense is good.
I want
to
go under.
See, I would go over on that. I think he might pop off a 20 yarder, and then you're halfway there.
I don't think so. I'm telling you, man. I think this is going to be, I wouldn't say a Seahawks-esque defense because the Broncos scored 8 points. I don't think they score eight. I think they score more than that.
More. Who will have more, Kevin Durant points or Peyton Manning completions? Kevin Durant's playing the Warriors on Sunday before the game.
Oh, Durant points.
Yeah, I think
that's not even close.
That's not even close.
I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't think they're going to throw. I think the Hillman Anderson crew gets a lot of yards. I think they get over 100 yards.
Who will have more Stephen Curry points or Panthers points? I know where you're going because you think it's a low scoring game.
Steph Curry.
Yeah, Steph Curry gets that money.
When
right.
is that game on?
I think probably like some reason.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Maybe you're saying I gotta be home like by 3 o'clock now.
Yeah, you gotta be home early, man. You gotta order the pizza early. Do all that stuff early.
By the way, I love seeing all the stats on like how much goddamn food us slobs have.
Oh yeah, man.
3,000 pounds of dip.
I see these deals.
40 million bags of chips.
I see these deals for like you can get like the Super Bowl feast for 4 or 6 or whatever like that. It's like $100. Like. I'm willing to pay that just for me.
Yeah. See, people ask, they're like, oh, so when I tell them all this food, they're like, oh, who are you going to feed? I'm like, just me.
He's like, how many plates do you need? I'm like, just one. I need one set of forks, knives.
Because like, that's like, I will not, and this is just, I really don't, that's not my thing, is watching sports with a lot of people.
I'm glad you, because that was my question. I'll ask it right now. Super Bowl party, thumbs down?
Thumbs down for real, man. Maybe if I was, like, single and I was, like, trying to pick up girls at bars, maybe I might go to a bar. But not a house. Like, because that's the thing. I like watching the game. I like taking a leak when I have to take a leak. I don't like over-drinking. It's the thing. Like, and besides, I have to work. Like, I'm not in the business of going to a party, getting semi-drunk, and having to go to work.
And people are talking to you while the play is going
on. Yes! Because, let's be serious, it's just a reason for people to get drunk.
Basically.
And the mooch on people's food.
Yeah, which
because you don't think they're giving you a dime.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, absolutely not. You can't charge people to come to your house for a Super Bowl party. Before we talk about the parties real quick, Kyle Pote in the chat room predicts a big game, 51-20 Carolina. I don't know if he's being serious or not, but he thinks Cam Newton runs for 100 and scores a touchdown against the Denver defense. Yeah, I can't stand. I can't stand because I've been to a couple Super Bowl parties, and they've been cool. I just prefer to watch football, any sporting event really that I care about, like in the comfort of my own.
Oh, Mike. Oh. All right.
What's
all
that?
Right, all right. Breaking news over the interweb.
Breaking news.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
all
boy.
Right, I can't even.
Boy. Where are we going with this?
Howie's heroes have been reunited and ate Fletcher Cox. This is where the average per year just is mind boggling.
Oh, boy. Vinny?
5-48.
For Vinny Curry? To play football?
Not Vinny Iyer. Not Vinny Vegas. Right. Yes.
Right.
5 years, 48. Hold on. I got to see how much guaranteed. $23 million guaranteed. The same guy that I know more about that he watches wrestling more than. Did he do anything this year for more than 2 games?
I can't get my head around this.
See, this
5-48 for Vinny
Curry. This is the problem with Howie B. He's literally trying to rationalize all his moves are great. This is it. This is all it. This is crazy. One, Brandon Graham sure as hell ain't happy about this. I wouldn't be surprised if they traded Brandon Graham at this point.
Well, that's the thing, though, but like you get that super huge cap hit if you trade him now.
Brandon Graham can't be happy about this.
But what do you do?
Wow. Once again, you know what? Can I change my 2.8 to 1.8?
Yeah, please.
This is crazy. You can't even defend this deal. Can't.
You could have just let Vinny Curry go.
You could have gotten someone else. He's not, like, they really think this guy's going to be multiple, like, double-digit sack seasons for Vinny Curry.
All right, so, yeah, apparently, like, going from a 34 to a 43 makes everybody an all-pro all of a sudden.
No, but Howie Roseman saying Vinny Curry can go from being the first 2 Chainz album to to Yeezus.
I don't know what to say.
I can't wait to go on Twitter tonight, man.
Twitter probably lit right there with this Vinny Curry news.
I have, and I'm actually kind of a Vinny Curry fan. Not for this money, I'm not.
I mean, he's a nice dancer.
I mean, we get 5 more years of the Shmoney dance, even though the Shmoney dance is over. Well, this means Connor Barwin's gone.
Yeah, you can't pay all these dudes. You can't. Probably means Mufasa.
I really think they're probably. But this means in 3 years you're screwed because all these you're deferring all this money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because that's like you can't take all this money into this year's cap, right? Like you can't. Like it won't all fit.
Well, one, this you know what? Damn, this probably means Jason Peters is probably gone.
You can't sign a quarterback now. You can't.
Oh no! No, but I'm telling you, this is all showing that they're going all in on a young quarterback, yep.
I get.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm thinking, am I just undervaluing these guys? Were these guys this good?
Go to 43. Everybody's great.
Jim Schwartz better. But you know what? They need to carry this MF on their shoulders. Vinny Curry probably owes this guy at least $500,000.
Look, man, I mean, by and large, I've been a fan of the way Howie has dealt with contracts over the years. This offseason's a little puzzling to me. Every single dude, except for Zach Ertz, I can live with that.
Even the Lane Johnson.
You know what? Lane Johnson, I can probably live with
that. But Vinny Curry still.
No, the Brett Celek thing, I don't, like, why? You know, whatever. Like, I don't understand
it. So what you're saying is, yeah, no, the Celek thing, yeah. But, like, I guess.
But I can live with it. He's a tight end, whatever.
But Vinny Curry, I mean.
Okay.
If for this amount of money, you're expecting him to get 10 sacks, right? In a 4-3.
What, 9.5 a year? 8.5 a year? Whatever it is. Yeah. Yeah. Was it 47? 8.5 a year? 9.5? Yeah. Yes. Give me 2 double-digit sacks.
Holy smokes,
and
man.
I guess I expect Brandon Graham to get double-digit sacks.
I'm telling you, man. Why they trade Brandon Graham?
But that's the thing. Like his cap hit. Right,
well, one, he probably blocked him on Twitter. But Brandon Graham's probably mad right now.
Yeah, but I think his cap hit like makes it impossible to like cap because like once you sign a dude, all that signing bonus money like comes into this year. So if you traded him, it wouldn't be like you would have a massive cap hit. So I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can trade the dude.
How the hell did Vinny Curry get? What I think Brandon Graham got like $6 million a year or $6.5 million a year.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it right now. But Brandon Graham, he got a lot of money. Vinny Curry got yeah. If you cut Brandon Graham or trade Brandon Graham, that's $7 million.
All right, $7 million. I keep saying, for a lot of these guys that were on this defense, that sucked. You're keeping a lot of them.
Brandon Graham got 4 and 26, so 6.5 a year, which is a lot less than Vinny Curry.
You're saying Vinny Curry's $3 million more were better, $3 million a year better than Brandon Graham?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's insane. Brandon Graham must have the worst agent ever.
Well, obviously.
Is Master P still doing contracts?
Obviously. Howie must be in my corner. He sees Jim Schwartz and the 4-3, and he thinks this team's like Cliff Averill. He probably thinks he's like Ziggy Ansah.
This almost, and I'll never go all the way over, but this almost makes me want to wish that a certain man didn't get ceremoniously fired.
Because Chip Kelly doesn't make this deal.
No, he doesn't do this.
He probably – no.
He signs Ertz and he probably signs Lane Johnson. Well, he probably signs these guys, but not to this money.
No. You know what? I don't think they signed Lane Johnson, though. Because obviously Lane Johnson had some issues with him.
Yeah, but they had to. They don't have a choice.
I think they try to trade him.
Jason Peters is Bernie Sanders old.
No, I'm telling you, like, Chip Kelly would have tried. No, I'm trying to think. What would have been better, trying to get value for Lane Johnson? Say you could trade a second-round pick for Lane Johnson.
Yeah, which you probably could easily. I don't think you could. I don't see why you couldn't.
I'm telling you, this move is scary.
Jeez.
Like, this is – no, like, this is, like, patting yourself on the back saying, you know what – isn't this entire offseason a pat on Howie Rose's back for saying, yeah, Howie's actually grafting all these guys?
Yeah. I'm dumbfounded right now. All right, we gotta see this.
Yeah, just well, no, it ain't that bad that someone who has like four tackles, he won't get an extension.
No. Marcus Smith II will not get a $9.5 million a year extension. Let's get back to the Super Bowl really quick. Panthers favored by 6 again over the Broncos at many sports books over under 45. Your official prediction?
All right, in a low scoring game, but I think it will be exciting. Like that's the thing. Like that Pats Giants game was low scoring. It was 17-14. That
right.
was a hell of an exciting.
That was a hell of a game. Yeah.
I'm gonna say and I think they're gonna have the lead most of the game. I think the entire game. 1 touchdown by Peyton Manning.
Sure.
4 field goals by Brandon McManus.
Former Temple Owl.
19-17 Broncos. MVP Von Miller.
That's all right. I'm gonna go
because that's the only way the Broncos are gonna win is if you don't let the Panthers score more than. I don't think Peyton Manning can score 24 points or
yeah.
no more than 24 points.
Yeah, and I think the Panthers get out early. And I think they hold on. I think 24-17 Carolina. I think Cam goes into the upper echelon of elite quarterback.
Now, is he going to be the MVP?
Yeah, I think he'll be the
okay.
MVP. I think the storyline.
How bad are the races going to see that a strong black man is going to be saying, I'm going to Disney World?
That Versace wearing thug.
No, was he going to dab when he says, I'm going to Disney World?
Yes. Dabbing on them folks. Going to Disney World. Maybe just me just wishing for that storyline to happen, but I really think that's how it's going to happen. I think Carolina is going to get out early, and then Peyton's going to try to make some plays, and it's going to come up.
Oh, yeah, no. I think we're both in agreement that if the Panthers get up 10-0, it's curtains.
I think it's lights out.
If they go up 10-0, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a blowout. Like, I'd say 31-10.
I think it's lights out.
Because Peyton Manning if you sit back in zone coverage – daring to throw 15 yards, he's not
right. Yeah, and I think that's how it's going to happen. Like if you're going to make Peyton Manning have to make plays and not be a game manager, he's going to make a mistake. And as we said,
this one's for Peyton.
Now this one's for Cam. Okay, this one's for the haters. Really quick, a couple other NFL news and notes before we get out of here. The Senior Bowl was this past weekend. Dak Prescott, Mississippi State quarterback, named most outstanding player. 61 yards and a touchdown for him. The man who was lighting up Senior Bowl practices, the homie Carson Wentz, 6'5".
C-dubs.
Like 230-something. He was 6-for-10. Also had 2 drops, so could have been 8-for-10 at the Senior Bowl for 50 yards. Sean Oakman had a couple of sacks, and apparently Braxton Miller was eating cooking dudes.
Oh, my God. Everyone's getting aroused by Sean Oakman because they see this dude's like 6'8".
He's 6'8", like Jack. Yeah.
We could have had him, but we have Vinnie Curry now.
We got Vinnie Curry, and he'll never, ever leave. Actually, maybe we don't need a pass rushing end because we just paid a guy.
Oh, no. You're saying that you don't need pass rushers anymore.
We don't need them. We don't need to draft Sean Oakman. We got him.
This cap for Vinnie Curry this year better be $1 million.
We don't need Robert Kambice, man. We already got him. His name is Vinnie Curry.
Obviously, Howie just sees like all pro with Vinnie Curry.
I hope he was watching a lot of Vinnie Curry tape. Maybe that's what he was doing. He was watching a lot of tape.
No, I'm telling you, these are Howie's heroes, man. Like Hogan's heroes. You got Zach. You got Lynn. No, it's all the guys he drafted in the last few years.
All his guys.
Not last year.
Yeah.
Because you'll never see him give Nelson Aguilar.
I'm going to say, like, Jordan Hicks ain't going to get paid $1. Let's turn this up. Calvin Johnson reportedly told the Lions that he plans to retire 1,200 yards and 9 touchdowns last year, 731 catches, 11,619 yards, 83 touchdowns. 3-time first-team All-Pro, 1,000 yards, 7 out of his 9 seasons.
And Roy's boy for the longest damn time.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's that cut and dry. I don't know if it is.
For me, I would say, how many years did he play? 9?
9.
For 6 of those 9 years, he was one of the 2 or 3 best receivers.
I think he was the best receiver for like a 3-year stretch, but I think that was it. He had those 3 years where he was a beast.
But he would know.
And I love Kelly Johnson. I think people are going to look at – people are stupid. They're going to look at those numbers and be like, eh.
Do you think he's worth, more worthy of a Hall of Fame than Torrey Holt?
Absolutely. I mean, okay. This old Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce, get out of my face with this, okay? I like Torrey Holt,
say it, but Mike Martz, like, Mike Martz is the reason why these guys were so good. I mean, like, probably. I know he was caping up for them, but, yeah. Like, that offense was just – I don't want to say anyone could have been good, but – Azahir Akeem was a beast.
Yeah, Azahir Akeem was like Emmanuel Sanders.
Did you see how many of the bums that came through that were Trump candidate was good?
Ricky Prohl.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to like discount Torrey Holt, but I am going to discount Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce.
Yeah.
Like, I know. And they had Kurt Warner. Like, and they had like that system. I mean, I don't want to say they were system receivers, but they were kind of system receivers.
Yeah.
So I think Torrey Holt would have been good on another team. I don't think he would have been a Hall of Famer.
No.
He was
miles away.
Terrell Owens, and I'm not even I know he's a complete D-bag,
yes.
But like he's a, based on his play, he's a Hall of Fame player.
I would, well, T.O. or
yeah,
Calvin T.O. Johnson? Yeah, T.O., absolutely. T.O. should be your first ballot. I think Calvin Johnson should be your first ballot, but I think people might you know, not.
No, one, it helps that the writers like them.
Yeah, he's a likable dude.
Yeah, like he never gave him problems. He never one. You would think that this dude could have threw everybody on the bus because he played for the Lions.
Yeah, he had some terrible quarterbacks thrown to him for years. He had terrible dudes.
Yeah, he'll get a pass for being on the Lions. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. So yeah, I think he's a first ballot.
Okay, I was wondering because I wasn't exactly sure.
Now, do you think he retires?
I think he does. He doesn't seem like the type who really needs
like,
to play.
You don't think he would get a change of mind and try to go and chase a ring for like the Patriots or something?
No, I think if he comes back, he plays for the Lions.
Okay.
He seems like that kind of guy. One guy who probably won't be a first ballot Hall of Famer, Johnny Manziel. The Browns issued a statement about their quarterback saying the following, quote, "Johnny's continual involvement in incidents that run counter to those expectations undermines the hard work of his teammates and the reputation of our organization." And this is after Johnny Manziel had an incident with his ex-girlfriend this past week, and they had the Fort Worth police use their helicopter to try to track him down.
This really feels like that Natural Born Killers video where like they have a helicopter trying to show like Ice Cube or it was Murder with a Case.
No, Murder with a Case, yeah.
He's so.
This is insane, man.
No, but I think we said this. This is a case of that. Like, this guy who isn't, he doesn't live, breathe football because he doesn't need.
He doesn't
that's
have
the
to.
Thing. Like, I mean, and he sure doesn't act like he loves football. I mean, you know what? I really think he was just using football just an excuse to party because football players got the best parties.
Like
they got the best girls.
Like they're famous. They get the best girls. You know? Yeah.
No. And you know what? I I'm not even defending the guy, but if I was in his shoes, the same exact shoes, came from money, had some ability, I don't know if I obviously wouldn't beat up girls. But, I mean, and I wouldn't go crazy with a party, but I party.
You might turn up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just taking it beyond. He's doing, I do what Gronk would do.
Now, let's imagine if Johnny Manziel was in the Raiders, and the Raiders, oh, by the way, moved to Las Vegas, which is a possibility, because the NFL hasn't ruled out the possibility of the Raiders playing in Las Vegas.
Well, like, I'm trying to think. Basically, would the gambling industry just completely lose their minds?
Yeah, see, how would an NFL team in Vegas, how would that play?
Wouldn't play because, one, just imagine the level of possible corruption.
Yeah.
Just imagine how many of these guys could get a bookie in their ear. Like, say, like
– Randall. I'm sorry.
Like a lineman or – I don't know. Say, like, a safety. Like a rookie safety. That's like, you know what? Like, I mean, you're not making that much money.
Right.
I don't know. That just opens up way – too many issues.
I mean,
it's the Raiders.
It's the Raiders. So, I mean, the Sands Casino wants to build a $1 billion stadium on UNLV's campus. I think it could happen. I mean, I don't think it should.
No.
I think it definitely could happen.
That would be the one thing. I'm sorry. Like, that's like, you know, like, I'm not saying it's like equivalent to what happened in like the last Boy Scout where like the guy, but that's a scandal that could ruin football. Like concussions don't ruin football. But fixing the games would.
Yeah, like because like you saw, like you know, with the NBA when you had Tim Donaghy, it was like, yo, this is kind of bad. Like you know.
Yeah, no, that was when the NBA was in it because you had that. Like, that's the reason why sports isn't sports entertainment is because the games aren't fixed.
Exactly.
Or some people think they are, but they're idiots.
Yeah, they're crazy. Two quick stories. Jets owner Woody Johnson says Geno Smith has the skills but questions his desire to be a star.
Oh, but I don't know if you saw this. Is a I can't even explain this.
Yes.
There is a certain quarterback on the West Coast that for some reason wants to play on the Jets.
Who's that?
Colin Kaepernick.
On the Jets?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. He wants obviously he's an idiot because he doesn't want to play for Chip Kelly.
Well, he's smart because he understands that this Chip Kelly offense is easily discernible and you can pick out these Tecmo Bowl plays in like an hour and a half.
So if you click plus A, like up A.
Up an A.
Yeah, up an A, and the defense, and your opponent clicks up an A, it just blows
blank. You give stuff. One last thing before we go. Our favorite fat running back, Eddie Lacy, was told by the Packers to lose 30 pounds this offseason.
One, how does a running back gain 30 pounds that he shouldn't have gained?
I don't understand that. I don't understand how that's possible.
No, I mean, but isn't this – I mean, obviously, Mike McCarthy and the general manager saw – him running and almost basically having a heart attack.
Yes. Like when Mike McCarthy can outrun his running back, then that's an issue.
You know, you need to put him on the Biggest Loser, man.
Like, I think the guy who invented like P90X said he would help him out for free. Like literally. Like this is a literal statement.
How can you lose yourself like that? Aren't you practicing?
There's OTAs. There's mini camp.
But he had a bad season. Like he got like popped for being late. Like, I mean, he got benched like two times.
He got benched a couple times, yeah. Like there's all these off-season workouts that you have to go to.
Well, one, they'll probably draft this replacement because
I'm sure.
I mean, there's no way in hell they sign him to an extension.
No, absolutely not. All right, we were out of here.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back with you next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Mr. Domingo, take us out of here.
Bang, bang.